This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. With Election Day tomorrow, or miraculously the end of the extended voting period a lot of states have now, attention is mostly focused on the big national races. But let me put in a word here, would you, for local races, if I might. They affect lives pretty directly. And it's hard to get more local than your local school board. And you might reasonably believe most of the money going to school board candidates would be coming from the local community. Not so, as nationalized issues like who can use which restrooms and critical race theory have become part of community discussions, political action committees have been fundraising on a national scale and sending the money to local candidates around the country. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more on that one.
Political consultant Ryan Gurdesky is founder and chairman of the 1776 Project. It's a super PAC that's raised a lot of money for conservative school board candidates since it started last year.
I kind of lose track on the day-to-day fundraising, but about $3 million.
The group spends on average $20,000 to $25,000 per race on direct mail, text messaging, and digital ads. Traditionally, school board candidates spend $1,000 or less.
The people who run for school boards are just average parents, and they don't have real political knowledge of how to run campaigns and how to fundraise and all the rest of it.
This kind of big spending on school board races has happened before, but is up now, according to Dan Wiener with the Brennan Center for Justice at NYU. He says this year, donations are driven by issues around race and sexuality.
They're accounting for a disproportionate amount of the campaign spending.
One group that says it's not spending heavily at the national level, the American Federation of Teachers, a union with 1.7 million members. Randy Weingarten is president.
I can count on one hand, in the last 10 years, the number of school board races that we have heavily invested in.
But Weingarten says they're watching political spending increase. Tiffany Justice is co-founder of the advocacy group Moms for Liberty and says it spent $50,000 in Florida alone.
As far as money to raise in the future, I think the possibilities are endless.
She says that's because people care a lot about their rights as parents over what their kids learn. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.